إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. بعد My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu began his kalam with the ayah Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise and all thanks is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, who is the creator, the sustainer, the maintainer of all that exists, of the whole of creation. Rabbul Alameen, of the worlds, of all that He has created, all that we know and all that we don't know. So the beginning of all good is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if you look at the Quran and see various things that Allah mentioned, Allah did mention the big things. He mentioned the constellations and so on and so on. But most of the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned small things. For example, in Surah Al-Ghashiyah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the camel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, have you not seen how Allah created the camel? Now the camel was a daily feature of the life of the people who received the Quran first. So Allah is talking about that camel. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned other things. Allah mentioned ships in which people used to sail. So He's talking about everyday things which they see and they deal with and they have and use on a daily basis. Now the ishara there, the signal there, the sign there is for us to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be aware of what Allah has given us in terms of individual blessings that each of us has. So I'm again not talking about even the sun and the moon, we're talking about our own personal lives. I mentioned this many times before. This was in 1994 or 97 in New York. I was in Jamaat and one of the young boys, he said to me, I did a bayan on shukr. After that, he said to me, I am grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for my knuckles. You know, these joints, the knuckles. I am grateful to Allah for the knuckles. So I thought he was being funny. What is the meaning of grateful for knuckles? But he was serious. He said, I am grateful for my knuckles because I realize now that how many times a day do I use these knuckles? How many times do I, you know, bend my fingers? Every time you pick up something, so he said these things, they're moving all the time. They are hundreds of times, thousands of times, but they don't pain. There is no problem, and you know this works fine. And I thought to myself, if you look at somebody who has advanced arthritis, this is where it affects. It affects the knuckles. Some years ago, I got this chikungunya. And I can tell you the pain in it, it affects all the joints, including the knuckles. I mean, just by the pain, I could count the number of knuckles I had. So individually, each one pains separately. So things like this, which are on a daily basis, we are doing this. On a daily basis, we are seeing things. How much thanks do we give to Allah for this? Now, giving thanks, there are three issues involved. The first one is when we give thanks, we need to specifically think about and mention the thing that we are thanking Allah for. And this is a personal conversation. Yesterday we talked about how do you talk to Allah. This is how you talk to Allah. It's a personal conversation between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the specific thing that you are thanking Him for. Yalla, I thank you for my intelligence. I thank you for the education I have. I thank you, whatever it is, right? For what you have personally, for your surroundings, for your friends, for your family, for your country, where you live and so on and so forth. So each thing, it is essential to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically for that thing. And second thing, which is also part of thanks, is that when we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, then it's essential for us to understand that it is not permissible for us to use that thing in a way which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. So if you say, Allah, I thank you for my eyesight, then how can you use that eyesight to look at things which Allah has made haram? Because then it's a sign of nifaq. You're thanking Allah for eyesight and then you are misusing that eyesight. You're doing something with it which Allah does not like. So as you say, Ya Allah, I thank you for my hearing, and then you listen to stuff which you are not supposed to listen to. Ya Allah, I thank you for this fact that I can speak, that I don't have any speech impairment, I don't have any speech defect. And then you use your voice to curse and to scream and to rave and rant at people and so on. So where is the thanks? I thank Allah for my strength and then I use my strength to oppress people or to do some haram. I thank Allah for my wealth Allah gave me wealth. So I thank Allah, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave me all this wealth. And then I use the wealth for something haram. So it is essential to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what we have. And it is simultaneously essential to make sure that we do not use any of that in disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I remind myself, if you feel like disobeying, if you feel like going and looking at something which is haram, then go and get some eyesight from somewhere which is other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then use that. Don't use the eyes Allah gave you. Find another pair of eyes from somewhere and then use that. Right? Because Allah didn't give you that. That is really, that is the bottom line. So if, obviously you can't find eyes anywhere else. So then how do you use the eyesight that Allah gave you to do something which is prohibited? So two things. Third thing that is associated with shukr is that shukr makes you feel close to the one that you are being thankful to. So the way to develop a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way to develop the hub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart is through thankfulness. The more we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the closer we get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned, he said, be thankful. Wala takfurun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, have shukr and do not be ungrateful. And then in Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who is thankful for my bounties, I will increase them. Right? Lazidannakum. La in shakartum, lazidannakum. Wala in kafartum, inna azabi la shadid. And the one who is ungrateful, then let him beware that my punishment is severe. So, my assignment for myself and you is list down the things that you have to thank Allah for. Do this as an exercise. This is part of your, especially for the people in Yatakaf, part of it, do it as an exercise. Sit down and write down, just list down the things. Now that itself will be a very eye-opening and sobering thought. Because I don't know how many of us can even complete a list like that. Because if you start counting, then you realize how many things there are. We just take it for granted, it's there. And most of us, we realize that we had it when we lose it. Not while we have it. We never thank Allah for it, as long as we have it. But when we lose it, then you say, oh my God, you know, that I could do this until yesterday, now I can't do it, or whatnot. And as you grow older, you start losing things. Even if you don't lose them completely, you start, for example, I mean, your knees and everything else is fine, and then suddenly one day your knees starts paining. So to get up from, you know, the ground, it's difficult. So the knees are still there, they're still working, but starts paining. Then you realize, oh my God, I had knees. Huh? You had the same knees for 40 years, you didn't even know that you had the knees. And suddenly now when you are 50 or 60 and your knees start paining, now you realize, oh, I had knees. That's not a nice thing. I mean, we really need to appreciate the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while we have them and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. So make a list of things that you have and I have to thank Allah for. All the bounties that Allah has given. Within ourselves, in our bodies, in terms of our wealth, in terms of our friends and relatives, in terms of our families, and so on and so forth. Make a list of things that we need to thank Allah for. And then actually thank Allah for each of them one by one. That should take care of, I don't know how long, huh? Maybe we need to extend the i'tikaf into Shawwal also to finish this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to make us thankful. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to use what He has given us in ways which are not displeasing to Him. Use all the bounties He gave us in ways that are pleasing to Him only. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through these thanks to bring us closer to Him so that we become those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.